This is Sunday, May 26th, 1957, and this is the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. These are the time trials. The time trials at Indianapolis, where 50 or more of the nation's top racing drivers compete for the 33 coveted positions in this, the 41st running of the grueling 500-mile race, the zenith of achievement for all race drivers. Without a doubt, this is the most famous automobile race course in the world. It's a 2.5-mile track. The four turns are banked approximately 16 degrees. The traditional bricks remain only on the main straightaway. The rest of the track has been resurfaced with asphalt. Since 1911, when Ray Haroon first won this classic at better than 74 miles an hour, men have combined their technical skills, knowledge, and imagination to create race cars capable of the maximum stamina and speed to meet the challenge of this truly great automobile race course. Other men have pitted their driving ability, determination, and courage against the elements and against each other to make this the most spectacular event in sports. Great names like De Palma, Wilcox, Meyer, Shaw, Mays, and Vukovic, and many, many others who exemplify the courage and determination of the Indianapolis race driver. In order to qualify, a car must run four electronically timed laps. The average of four laps, or 10 miles, determines the car's starting position in the field. The 33 fastest qualifiers start race day, three abreast in 11 rows. Traditionally, on opening day of qualifications at Indianapolis, the coveted pole position goes to the day's fastest qualifier. The fastest qualifier on the first day of the time trials, May 18th, was Pat O'Connor in the Sumar Special at 143.948. On this Sunday afternoon, May 26th, as we near the conclusion of what's been one of the most frantic 4 days of qualification in the history of the Speedway, constantly plagued by rain and excessive wind, 23 cars are attempting to qualify for the remaining 11 positions. The accelerated activity is felt everywhere, particularly out on the line where the finely tuned machines and drivers are anxiously waiting to go. Next out to qualify in number 98, the J.C. Agajanian car, is Johnny Parsons. He's being briefed before qualifying by United States Automobile Club referee Harlan Fengler.
All right, let's go through this so that we have no misunderstanding and everyone will understand the procedure. When you leave here, John, you start on the first of three laps. You hit the line once, twice, the third time by, you've got to go.
That's right. I understand.
All right. And you must signify by putting your hand up.
Parsons, one of the perennial favorites here at the Speedway, is a 38-year-old veteran who won the 500 in 1950. He's a veteran of many races here in this track, but never fails to have a lot of respect for its many hazards and challenges.
It's quite a mental strain and physical strain, you know, plus the fact that you're alert every instant and watching the traffic and find out how you can get through the traffic and finish up forward, because each position here pays a lot of money, you know. It's the love of competition and the roar of the engine, and in professional racing, they can have some living at it.
Parsons qualified at 138.975, which wasn't quite good enough.
Generally known as a very poor qualifier, but some people think I excel in traffic during the race.
On race day, however, Parsons was driving for Dick Rathman in car number 18, one of the three Sumar specials. Rathman was injured in an off-the-track accident. Due to his injury, was not able to run. Parsons substituted. One of the greatest hazards these last days of qualifying has been the 30 to 40 mile an hour wind. Today is no exception as past national stock car champion Marshall Teague gets ready to qualify.
I always try to drive relaxed. Once in a while I get a little keyed up, like yesterday in the wind, it'd keep me up. This morning in practice, the wind has had us working on edge all the time. I feel very good now, and I believe I'll be able to make it.
Teague pulled out of the pit apron onto the track in Sumar car number 48 to qualify at 140.329, good for the 10th row pole position. Jim Rathman is driving the chiropractic special number 26 today. He started at Indianapolis for the first time in 1949, finished second to Troy Ruttman in 1952, seventh in 1953. His main concern at this moment is to qualify, and he doesn't have to worry about any other car on the track. On race day, however, in 170-mile-an-hour traffic, the situation is much different.
You've got quite a few things on your mind when you're going around this place. You're going quite fast, and there's not a lot of time to think of anything except what's in front of you.
With nothing in front of him, Jim Rathman did qualify at 139.806 miles per hour, which barely started him in 32nd position by a scant margin of less than 3/100 of a mile per hour.